Identifying avalanche terrain. If there's only one thing you take away from this course, it should be that when stability is the question, terrain is the answer. How can we mitigate our risk in the backcountry? Terrain choice. What do we have control over in the backcountry? The terrain we choose to expose ourselves to. Before we head out, we always want to do an in-depth trip plan, looking at our avalanche bulletin to start and then matching our terrain to the avalanche conditions. We're constantly looking around while we are out there, identifying what we are exposed to, what our overhead hazard is, and thinking about how big this avalanche path has run before. How far does this avalanche path normally run, and am I in a safe spot? Our first step to all of this is being able to identify avalanche terrain. Well-defined avalanche terrain. This photo shows a good example of well-defined avalanche terrain. The trees make it easy to see the start zones, tracks, and runout zones, and we can clearly recognize where we are in relation to these features and when we're exposed to them. You'll also notice the logging cut block on the right. We sometimes call these areas surface hoar farms because they're sheltered from the wind and create ideal conditions for surface hoar to grow. Remember, if it's steep enough to ride, the slope is steep enough to slide. Avalanche paths in the alpine. As we can see in the photo below, identifying start zones, tracks, and runout zones in alpine terrain can be very challenging. Features blend together, and it's not always obvious where an avalanche might begin or how far it could travel. This is why we're always taking the time to study the terrain and picture where the snow would go if a slide were to start. Avalanches can run further than we expect. Even when we're standing in low-angle terrain, we need to stay aware of what lies above us, beside us, and even across the valley. In larger avalanche paths, it's not unusual for a slide to reach across terrain we thought was well out of the way. And it's not just the big stuff we need to worry about. Most of the time, it's the smaller pieces of terrain that get people into trouble. Small openings in the trees or short steep slopes that feed in terrain traps can be very hazardous. We tend to let our guard down in these areas, and that's often when accidents happen. Always take a moment to look at the terrain around you and imagine what would happen if it slid. The photo below is a really good example of a small terrain feature on a road that can still have really big consequences.